This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is switching congressional districts for the 2024 election. Boebert currently represents Colorado's 3rd District, which covers the Western Slope and much of southern Colorado. She announced Wednesday she's running to represent the other half of the state, Colorado's 4th District, on the Eastern Plains and Front Range. Boebert told voters through a video,
"It's the right move for me personally, and it's the right decision for those who support our conservative movement. This is the right move for Colorado."
Boebert could have faced a close re-election match in her current district. Meanwhile, the 4th is Colorado's reddest seat. Its current incumbent Ken Buck is retiring after this term. Boebert's move puts her among several Republicans who are already running for their party's nomination in District 4. The federal government has given the city of Glenwood Springs nearly $50 million to complete a long-anticipated bridge and evacuation route. CPR's Dina Sieg has more.
The bridge will make it easier for more than 4,000 residents to evacuate during wildfires or mudslides, which have become increasingly common. Currently, there's only one route out of the area. The project will also help reduce traffic congestion, which can be severe on Glenwood's Grand Avenue, which is also Highway 82. The South Bridge project has been in the works since 2002, when the coal seam fire destroyed several buildings in Glenwood Springs. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Engineering students at Colorado's largest community college will soon have a direct path to the Colorado School of Mines. Front Range Community College is opening a Mines Academy. Students there will complete the first half of their bachelor's degree at the community college, then have guaranteed admission to any 4-year program at the School of Mines. A similar program has been running at Red Rocks Community College since 2021. Investigators are looking into the death of an inmate at the El Paso County Jail. The sheriff's office says the man was found unresponsive in his cell Tuesday morning. Deputies tried to revive him. This is CPR News.